الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, there is nothing that is more precious than our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing that is more precious than worship. And therefore there is nothing that is more precious than reminding one another of our duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing that is more precious than advising one another concerning the matters of obedience. Dear brothers and sisters, we are almost 12 days away from the month of Ramadan, and it is not too early to talk about the month of Ramadan, because we have to take the proper steps in order for us to reap the benefits and enjoy the fruit of this ibadah, this great ibadah. This is one of the pillars of Islam, fasting the month of Ramadan. Dear brothers and sisters, preparation is a sign for the sincerity and the truthfulness of the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Preparation before any act of worship is a sign of sincerity and a sign of the divine help that is given to a certain servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and this ayah was revealed concerning al-munafiqin, the hypocrite, who stayed behind and did not sit out with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in jihad fi sabilillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَوْ أَرَادُوا الْخُرُوجَ لَأَعَدُّوا لَهُ عُدَّةً. Had they really intended to set out, they would have surely prepared with appropriate preparation. They would have surely prepared themselves. They should have taken serious concrete steps for that task. So they are not really serious. They are not really sincere. They are just listing their excuses, but in reality they did not want to set out with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in jihad fi sabilillah. Apply this to fasting. We say that anyone who really intend to reap the benefits of fasting, one should prepare for it. One should not wait until the last moment. If you ponder over the current condition of the Muslims and the current status of Ramadan in the lives of Muslims, we find that Ramadan has lost its purpose. It is now void of its real contents and reality. If we really ponder on the condition of the Muslims, we wonder, is Ramadan the month of eating and drinking, or is it the month of abstaining from eating and drinking? Is Ramadan the month of worship or month of entertainment? You cannot believe the efforts that are put in preparing entertainment programs for the Muslims in the month of Ramadan. Why? And why should the people of rebellion prepare for the month of Ramadan? Because it has become a business season. And why should not the serious, sincere Muslims prepare for the month of Ramadan? why don't we think to take serious steps? Dear brothers and sisters, in order for us to accomplish ibadah successfully, we certainly need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the first step must be from us, from humans. Must be always from humans. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who strive in our cause, we will surely guide them to our ways. So the first step comes from the servant. There must be a good intention, desire. There must be a serious, concrete step that shows the strong determination of the servant to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be close to Him. And then immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond to this sincere act on behalf of the abd. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that إذا تقرب العبد مني شبرا تقربت منه ذراعا وإذا تقرب مني ذراعا تقربت منه باعا وإن أتاني يمشي أتيته هرولا. That if my servant draw close to me a span length, I would draw closer to him an arm length. And if he draw closer to me an arm length, I will draw closer to him more than twice as much. And if he come to me walking, I will come to him running. But the first step should be from the servant. And therefore, we have to take serious steps and concrete steps in preparing for the month if we really want to achieve certain accomplishment in the month of Ramadan. You know, there is a difference between wishful thinking, between having a lot of dreams, a lot of good intentions that said about what we are going to do in the month of Ramadan, and actually taking concrete, serious steps before the month of Ramadan in preparation for the month of Ramadan. In the first case, we find that people after the first or the second night lose their enthusiasm and motivation. And this is probably the secret behind having a lot of crowds in the first three nights during the month of Ramadan, and then we look for people. Where are the people? And we see that that the whole purpose of Salatul Tarawih is not understood by Muslims. They think that we have to finish the Quran. And if we finish reading the Quran in Salatul Tarawih on the 25th night of Ramadan, people think that Tarawih is finished. And they may lose the most virtuous nights during the month of Ramadan by thinking, Alhamdulillah, we have achieved our goal. The month of Ramadan is about hard worship and devotion and dedication, and just having a time for ourselves to reevaluate ourselves and correct and mend this relationship with Allah. That is the most precious relationship. Dear brothers and sisters, here are some proposed serious steps that we should take before the month of Ramadan. The first is to renew and rejuvenate the iman that is in our heart. You know, we have choices to either start the month of Ramadan with an old garment or a new garment. Yes, this is different between the weak iman and the strong iman. Like a worn out garment and a new fresh garment. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna al-iman la yakhlaqu fi jawfi ahadikum kama yakhlaqu thawb. Fas'alu Allah an yujaddid lakum imana." He said that iman wears out in the heart of in your heart as your garment wear out. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to renew, rejuvenate, and refresh this iman in your heart. So this is the starting point. We need to really look deep in our souls and try and take serious and concrete steps in order to correct this faith, this iman, by repenting to Allah, by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to renew and refresh our iman, and then can we enjoy the ibadah during the month of Ramadan. Dear brothers and sisters, with this strong iman, we can have this feeling. We can revive this feeling of longing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, longing to meeting with Allah, longing to the different things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to offer for the believers in the hereafter, longing to meet with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, and this longing that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have is what motivates and drives the person to do harder and harder work in drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, if we don't have this feeling, if we don't have this strong iman, then fasting will be thirst and hunger only, and qiyam will be tiredness only. We will not really enjoy the ibadah. The ibadah in its true sense take you to a different world. The ibadah in its true self, in its true sense, it allow you to enter the paradise that is in this world before you enter to paradise in the hereafter. This is number one step. Number two step is to realize the virtue of the month of Ramadan, and to realize the blessings and the mercy and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is expected during the month of Ramadan, to realize the greatness of the opportunity that Ramadan provides for the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who creates and chooses and wills, and nothing happens in this world but with His will. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ خِيرًا. It is Allah who creates and choosing is not for them. So Allah is the one who has decided to prefer certain times over others and certain places over others. Mosques, masajid are not like markets. Ramadan is not like other months. But we have to realize this, and you have to respect this and honor the times that Allah honors, because it is part of the taqwa. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever honors and respects the worship rites of Allah, the rituals of Allah, it is a sign of the taqwa of the hearts. It is the sign of the piety of the heart. And therefore, we have to realize this and take the advantage of this opportunity. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna lillahi fi ayyami dahrikum nafahat ala fata'arradu laha." Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has certain seasons of mercy, of blows of mercy that comes from Him. So expose for yourself for these blows of mercy. فَلَعَلَّ أَحَدَكُمْ أَن تُصِيبَهُ نَفْحَةٌ فَلَا يَشْقَى بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا. You may by exposing yourself to one of those blows of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you may, because of it, attain eternal happiness. This is an opportunity. So realizing how special this opportunity is, is very important in order for us to maximize the benefit from the month of Ramadan. The third serious step, dear brothers and sisters, is for us to work on our determination, our ability to focus our energy, our efforts, and our attention in enhancing our performance in the ibadah. This is very important. You know, our determination can be enhanced, can be strengthened, and it's important to work on that from now, from the month of Sha'ban. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do, and there are many indications in the Sharia that shows the importance of this. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast most of the month of Sha'ban. People are heedless about the month of Sha'ban, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast most of the month of Sha'ban, and the purpose is for the person to get the fullest benefit of the fariyah, of the obligation, of the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for example, before having the long qiyam, night prayer, he used to start with two light rak'ah, like warming up. Again, this is one of the ways that enhances the determination of the person and help you attain a greater benefit from the main fariyah, of the main rigorous madat, in this case Salatul Taraweeh. So this is very important for us. And Imam Shatibi, in his book Al-Muwafaqat, he mentioned that all these sunan, all these recommended prayers, are meant to enhance our influence in the main ibadah, in the obligation. So this is one of the most serious concrete steps that we can take to work on our determination, to raise the bar, to have higher standards. We should not target as Muslims to be the last person to come out from the hellfire, or the first person to come from the hellfire. We should not be content to be in the lowest part of paradise. We should target high. We should have this determination. You know, some of our righteous predecessors used to say that don't allow anybody to be ahead of you in drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Muslim al-Khawlani used to say do the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam think that they want to keep the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam all for them? By Allah, we are going to compete with them intensely, so that they know that they did not left behind them but true men. After all, he was from the Tabi'in, and the Sahaba are his teachers. He wants to show them that their students, the Tabi'in, were faithful students of theirs. Here is another example that shows the strong determination and the high standards. Al-Waqi', who was the Sheikh of Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, he said, describing Al-A'mash, was a great scholar and big muhaddith and narrator of hadith, he said that Al-A'mash never missed Takbiratul Ihram ma'al jama'ah for 70 years, never missed Takbiratul Ihram. 70 years Takbiratul Ihram, the first takbira with the Imam, 5 times a day, not 2 times, not 1 time, for 70 years, never missed it. And he said, I myself, and this also shows, indirectly shows, the virtue of Waqi', because he is saying that I have visited him frequently for 60 years, I never saw him making up one rak'ah behind the Imam. This shows the virtue of both of them, because if he is not early also, he cannot give this shahada, this testimony. So here is another example that shows the high standard, okay, of the ibadah. The matter is very, very serious. So this is the third concrete step to work on enhancing and defining and strengthening our determination, not to be content with minor achievements. Rather, we should aim for major accomplishments in the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Number four, to make sure of who are our closest friends during this month of Ramadan. You know, there are some good brothers, and in case of sisters, there are some good sisters who may pray with us, who may be fine, who abstain from major sins, but they waste our time, and our time is most precious, because this is the time of ibadah. This is going to be taken out from our most precious relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they, in reality, even though they are nice and they have smiley faces and everything, but they constitute a hindrance, an obstacle in our way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should let go of these. We should be ready to let go of these friends. Yes, we need to focus, especially in this month. We should be miser concerning our time during the month of Ramadan. We should really have a clear target before us, in order for us, inshallah, to benefit from the month of Ramadan. Al-Hasan Basri used to say that, I love my brothers more than I love my wives and children, because my brothers remind me of Allah. And he's mean by my brothers, yani, like the students of knowledge, the scholars, the people whom he meet in the masjid and all this gathering. Because my wives and children, they remind me of the dunya, and my brothers remind me of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should keep those who remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's important to have the friend who remind you if you forget, a friend who encourages you. Sometimes, oh, it's too difficult to go, you feel that going to Salat al-Tarawih is the greatest task. So you need that friend who give you that push to help you accomplish what you have set to accomplish from the beginning of the month of Ramadan. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Dear brothers and sisters, a preparation for the month of Ramadan is extremely important. I mentioned some steps, there are more steps. One of these steps is for us to prepare a list with our shortcomings, faults, personal sins. What my problem is? Is my problem with the other sex? Is it smoking? Is it too much TV? Is it too much internet? Is it my tongue? Do I backbite a lot? And take advantage of the month of Ramadan to repent and to have this proper treatment. If we don't repent in the month of Ramadan, we never repent. The atmosphere that the month of Ramadan provides for the sincere servants of Allah subhanahu is unique. You know, it is the month of abstinence, so your will is strong. And it is a month in which devils are chained, so you have less influence of evil to worry about. It is a month in which you see a lot of people doing obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this encourages you. And it is a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set free a lot of people from the hellfire. So the atmosphere is very Joseph to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to mend this very precious relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to do it in the month of Ramadan, and we have to know that we should suspect ourselves. You know, we have this reversed this rule that when it comes to our brothers, we should think highly of them, and when it comes to ourselves, we should suspect ourselves. Now we reverse it. We suspect any more from our brothers, and we think high of ourselves, in order for us to really be able to elevate in the ranks of purification, self-purification. We have to suspect ourselves in order to find the root cause of our illness, so that we can treat it in the month of Ramadan. We talked about preparation, but preparation without constant self-accountability, it does not work. So preparing for our acts of worship is intertwined with self-accountability. We have to always examine our ibadah outwardly and inwardly, from A to Z, from beginning to end, in order to see where our negligence and the magnitude of our shortcoming, so that we can come up with means for recovery, as a businessman does with his, when he make inventory for his business, to see exactly what are his liabilities, what are his profits, where is the flow, and how he can come up with a recovery plan. So this is what we should do. As you see, any organization without accountability will fail to meet its purpose and its goal. And when it comes to us, this is true too. If we don't constantly account ourselves, we will not be able to enhance our performance in ibadah, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, dear brothers and sisters, we cannot really fast without knowing the rules and regulations of fasting. So we have to learn, and no one is too old to learn, and this is the beauty of Islam. This type of knowledge is a fariḍah; it is an obligation upon every Muslim, and therefore we have to learn what fasting is, what breaks our fast, what are the permissible acts that we can do that does not invalidate our fast. For women, they need to understand when it is legitimate for them to break their fast, and what they should do if they are pregnant and they are afraid about their pregnancy, if they are nursing, and they have many rules and regulations pertaining to fasting the month of Ramadan. And we have to learn. We cannot just start the month of Ramadan without knowing the rules and regulations of Ramadan. And therefore, dear brothers and sisters, we are offering a seminar about the month of Ramadan, its rules and regulations, on Sunday, and everybody is invited, inshallah, to attend this. We'll go in details about these rules and regulations. The seminar starts at 10 o'clock, so everybody is encouraged. It's going to last from 4 to 5 hours, inshallah. And before that, inshallah, on Saturday, tomorrow, we will give a lecture about the wisdom behind fasting. Why do we fast? What are the objectives and goals of fasting? It's very important, so that we keep these goals. We understand the wisdom and have this wisdom present in our mind throughout the month of Ramadan.